This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Government considers anti-gang legislation to tackle rising crime. A behavioral specialist warns against blaming marijuana alone for this country's crime. The health minister is calling for greater focus on primary health care. And U.S. President Donald Trump says the U.S. in direct nuclear talks with Iran. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Government is considering introducing anti-gang legislation as part of its crime-fighting strategy for Barbados. Attorney General Dale Marshall revealed this among the many initiatives and achievements he highlighted during his address to the police on their annual conference at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center yesterday. It comes after many calls from opposition leader Ralph Thorne for anti-gang laws to be introduced. The Attorney General said the new Advisory Council on Citizen Security is currently reviewing pieces of legislation from other jurisdictions.
We've also established an Advisory Council on Citizen Security. This body was announced in September of last year and has been meeting to make recommendations to the government of the manner of legislative and other measures that we can adopt. This council has been meeting under the chairmanship of Professor Velma Newton, and it is currently actively reviewing anti-gang legislation from across the region in order to be able to make recommendations to the government on which way we should go.
He also announced that Parliament has approved funding to allow the police to recruit more special constables into the service.
In this year's budget, we have just committed to allowing special constables of more than 3 years on the job to transition into the regular service. This has been greeted well, and I am informed that all save one special constable has expressed an interest in transitioning. Commissioner, we have asked that you recruit a further 60 special constables, and I can tell you that the funding for those posts has been voted in Parliament. And I therefore ask that you have your officers set about that recruitment process with the greatest possible urgency. This recruitment must not be delayed.
Attorney General Dale Marshall. Meanwhile, during the conference, Police Commissioner Richard Boyce outlined six priority areas of focus this year.
As we assemble here to give deep consideration to organizational resilience and improve efficiency to service delivery towards more effective crime, traffic, and public safety management, we have outlined six priorities for 2025 to assist us in reaching our organizational objectives. These are reducing gun violence and firearm-related crime, organization resilience and operational excellence, leveraging technology for effective policing, crime prevention, investigation and public safety, enhancing road safety and traffic enforcement, and strengthening community engagement and public trust.
The commissioner noted the advancement the service has made through the integration of technology into its operations.
The advancement in technology has proven to be invaluable, allowing us to become more efficient in our operations and administrative processes. It has given us the capability and capacity to improve our policing methods and techniques by affording greater coverage island-wide with our CCTV camera points. Additionally, police officers have a greater appreciation for and make greater use of body-worn cameras, a tool to ensure objectivity and safeguard the organization as well as members of the public. Similar devices are installed in our police vehicles. We have started the upgrade from manual writing in notebooks to digital documentations at scenes, with the ability of capturing photographs and converting speech to text.
Police Commissioner Richard Boyce. Professor Dwayne Devenish is cautioning authorities not to look only at cannabis use as the driver of crime and violence on the island. The professor of management and organizational behavior said it is a broader issue, with various studies done pointing to additional factors.
It is not in every case that the use of marijuana itself causes increased violence. cannabis alone is not a direct driver of violent behavior. If we're talking about the violence that we are seeing in the context of Barbados, it is much more complex, is much more multifaceted than marijuana use, or the argument that marijuana use itself causes is causing increased violence in society. Like, for example, marijuana trafficking rather than personal use is tied to turf wars, inter-gang rivalries, retaliatory violence. So it is not the case that the it's always the use of marijuana that may be the thing that you pin down.
He also spoke to the illegal gun trade as a major issue.
Increased access to illegal firearms, often trafficked alongside drugs, has made violence more lethal in this society. Globally, there have been cases where the use of marijuana has led to increased violence, but what we're seeing on the ground is much more complex. You have youth who are coming out of communities that have weakened family and community structures that foster violence, where you have young people who are exposed to violence in these communities on a day-to-day basis. You have youth who are facing limited job opportunities, social exclusion, making them more vulnerable to be recruited into illicit activities. You also have to remember this economic frustration that feeds hopelessness and sometimes aggression in young people, which further lead to violence.
Professor of Management and Organizational Behavior Dwayne Devenish. Also speaking on the matter, King's Counsel Andrew Pilgrim said cannabis use was widespread in Barbados and many who used it were not involved in crime. He suggested a broader scope on the issue.
We have to now go on to see if there is a connection between marijuana use and crime other than marijuana use or trafficking. Is the fact that a person smokes weed likely to make them more violent? Is it likely to make them more calm? What does the science say, rather than just coming out and blaming marijuana now for murder, for robbery, for rape, for everything? And it shows a unfortunate lack of true analysis of the circumstances, because marijuana use in Barbados is widespread, but for many people that use it, there's no connection to crime. So this type of analysis is something that will make people feel that it's not the right approach.
King's Counsel Andrew Pilgrim. Minister in the Ministry of Health and Wellness Davidson Ishmael says more attention must be given to primary health care if Barbados is to tackle growing health challenges. He made the call as the world observed World Health Day yesterday. Mr. Ishmael stressed that while much of the public conversation around health often centers on the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, a greater emphasis is needed at the community level.
It is important for us to get down into the community. The Ministry of Health has declared as one of its strategic priorities over the last few years, at least, a return to a focus on primary health care. It's important for us to understand that whilst the emphasis largely in Barbados and the narrative and the communication is usually focused on our tertiary health care institution, the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, a lot of what we have to do within Barbados is to return our people to a focus on primary health care and even individual responsibility for our own health and wellness as citizens of this country.
Minister in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ishmael. And finally, the U.S. and Iran will hold direct talks over a possible nuclear deal on Saturday. This is according to U.S. President Donald Trump. The meeting has also been confirmed by Iran's foreign minister, who called it as much an opportunity as it is a test. The U.S. president on Monday said discussions between Washington and Tehran would be at very high level and warned it would be a very bad day for Iran if no agreement was reached. Last month, Trump raised the prospect of military action against Iran after its supreme leader publicly rejected the offer of direct talks. Recapping the headlines. Government considers anti-gang legislation to tackle rising crime. A behavioral specialist warns against blaming marijuana alone for this country's crime. The health minister is calling for greater focus on primary health care. And U.S. President Donald Trump says the U.S. in direct nuclear talks with Iran. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network, news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.